A new report slams North Korea and China over religious rights. A ministry mourns the murder of a school director in Iraq. And a Romanian school feels America's economic slump. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A new U.S. government report hit North Korea on its denial of religious freedoms. The report highlighted the vicious reprisals against Christians, as well as China's cooperation with the persecution of North Korean refugees. Both governments are under pressure to change. Open Doors USA President Carl Mueller.
With the Olympics coming and the world's focus being on China, all of this information is reaching a tipping point, perhaps. And that's our prayer, is that world opinion will become awakened and people will rise up in prayer, but also being voices for those who have no voice in North Korea and the refugees from North Korea and China.
Pray fervently for the church in North Korea.
The reality is the gospel is being shared in North Korea. There's no question about that. It is the prayer of the North Koreans themselves that the Western church and the Western powers would be awakened to the reality of their suffering and would pray for them and would do whatever we can to speak out for them.
Next, since the murder of three Turkish Christians, pastors in Turkey have displayed even more courage for the sake of Christ. David Shibley of Global Advance attended the Frontline Shepherds Conference there. Their testimonies reveal that life isn't easy for pastors, and most of them agree that
half of the Turkish people are in sympathy with us, though they may not agree with us theologically. The other half have some level of antagonism or even hostility against them. And so consequently, it is a tremendous challenge.
Shibley says while they don't teach martyrdom,
it's important that we see a young generation of young Turkish believers arise who match the commitment level of the radicalized Islamic young people in that nation.
Pray for the pastors and fellow believers building the church even under the threat of death. You're listening to Mission Network News. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports unidentified gunmen sped past an Assyrian Orthodox priest, shooting and killing him. The shooting happened 2 weeks ago, shortly before noon, as he was on his way to church in Baghdad. He had received threats before in an attempt to get him to leave his post, since he was also the director of a high school where both Christian and Muslim students attend. Pray that believers in Iraq will not be controlled by fear, despite the ever-present threat of persecution. Meanwhile, the Bucharest Christian Academy, a non-denominational private school in Romania, is in the process of planning for a new building. Evangelical Free Church of America says that the dropping dollar has dampened people's enthusiasm, and it's become easier to forget all the good things God's doing. The school needs construction funds, but more importantly, they need more teachers eager to share Christ's love. If you can teach starting in August or want to give financially, visit our website. And domestic abuse is a major problem in India. At least that's the word from Bhuvana Nataraj, an Opportunity International partner working in the state of Tamil Nadu. She says their microloans allow them to help women who are dealing with it.
We give it to groups of women. So that helps them to come together as a group in the first place. And when they come together for the group meetings every week, we have a platform to do training. And that platform is used for doing business training and making them aware of social issues.
18,000 women are being helped through microfinance. As they're being helped, they begin asking questions. Nataraj says,
we do play one role in preparing the ground, and we try and put them, link them to the local church, the further part of their journey. Many of these women do receive the goodness, and then they pass it on, and they do become agents of transformation.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Praise is the ultimate form of worship. For a suggested donation, MNN's making available the CD Passionate Praise 2. It features songs like Voice of Truth, Blessed Be Your Name, Open the Eyes of My Heart, and others. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.